With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Ben and Woods, it is Monday morning, live from the Intercom Empire Studios, high above Murphy Canyon on San Diego's number one sports station, getting ready for our spotlight interview. Shooter McGavin. People were talking about that interview on Friday. Woodsy in town for sure. If you missed it, it's coming up next after a quick check of traffic here on The Fan. Joining us, we talked to him a couple of years ago, but now with the 25th anniversary of Happy Gilmore, glad to have him back on the show. Christopher McDonald played Shooter McGavin in Happy Gilmore and joins us right now on Ben and Woods here on a Friday. Chris, great to have you back on. Thanks for your time.
Ben and Woods, good to be here. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you. Is that true? Did you turn this movie down twice?
Afraid so.
Wow.
But the thespian gods prevented me from doing it the third time. The fact is, I was doing a movie with Ray Liotta up in Vancouver. I hadn't seen my kids. I had little kids. I mean, I can't leave my pregnant wife with two little toddlers running around for another 3 months. So I thought, I love the funny thing. I'd love to do it, but I've got to go home. So Dennis Dugan, God love him, our director, and he also played the tournament director. He came up with the idea, why don't we just fly the family up and put them up? Then he didn't tell the producer. He went, we got him. What? You got McDonald? Awesome. How'd you do it? Well, we kind of have to put him up in his own house on the river in Vancouver. Do we have that in the budget? Yeah, so it all worked out.
We do now. So. Now we have it in the budget because it's now in the budget. Well, yeah, it's one of those, you know, obviously it's, if you look at your credits, that you have been a successful working actor since like 1980. I mean, you have been a busy, busy guy and have really made a name for yourself. But this is one of those roles. I'm sure it's great. And when you reflect on it, it's fantastic. It's got to be a bit of a beating from time to time as you're maybe walking with your kids and somebody's yelling out, you know, lines from Happy Gilmore. Does it, in fact, get old?
Well, I had a choice, basically, because that happens literally every day if I'm out in public. And I thought, well, I could just be that guy who's kind of a dick, or I could just go embrace it. So I embraced it. And when I'm with my kids, it's great. But I was telling the story recently. The worst case scenario, I'm a Buffalo Bills fan like crazy. And I'm up there with my good friend Jim Kelly, the HOF guy. And he's just a wonderful dude. And so we got this access. And the suite we're staying in was full. So I said, I'll just go to the restroom out here. And I'm in line, my hat's pulled down, and I'm, you know, just trying to relieve myself, trying to get to the stall. I mean, to the thing. I should have gone into a stall now that I think about it. But no, the guy next to me goes, oh, my God, it's freaking Shooter McGavin. And it was the most embarrassing loud. Everybody's going, no, and I couldn't get out of there quick enough. So when fans come up to you and bother you at dinner or in the restroom, not good.
Now, Christopher, I have to admit, I'm sure you remember last time you were on our show, my co-host threw me under the bus and told you I hadn't actually ever watched Happy Gilmore, and I promised that day that I would watch it. Well, I waited. I finally watched it yesterday for the first time in my life, and I had no idea that I'd end up actually rooting for your character over that of Happy Gilmore.
What? Now,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wait a minute.
Oh, yeah.
First of all, you watched it yesterday?
Yesterday.
25 years. I waited, and I finally
You know why?
Sorry, Chris.
You know why? Because the golf wasn't realistic enough.
I'm a golfer, and it just was silly.
Yours was. Silly. Your golf
was amazing. Phil Mickelson would weep at Shooter McGavin short game. He would. It was unbelievable. You deserve to be the number one guy on tour. I understood why you were upset when this guy, who again, commits multiple felonies in every scene, is somehow the hero of this movie. Shooter McGavin's the real protagonist of Happy Gilmore, and I can't believe they ripped it away from you.
That's too funny. Well, that's how I felt, too. No, I just got it. Shooter's all about the shooter. This was his year. Shooter's tour. Paid his dues. Now it's that scene you were playing earlier is Adam's and my favorite scene in the movie. Because it's just so silly and stupid and funny. But it has gives a lot of good information. You know, the 19th hole is an important scene. So here's the thing. Ready? I'm on Dan Patrick with Sandler, who's a good pal of Dan Patrick's. And Patrick put him on this thing like, dude, are we going to see it at Happy Gilmore 2, the senior tour? And Adam never wanted to make a sequel. He says, I don't do sequels. But I said, Adam, but why can't I work with you on something? You're a great dude. We have a lot of laughs together. Because, dude, you're always going to be the shooter. I said, yeah, but I can do 100 different things. Look at my resume. I've done all kinds of different things. And he said, Patrick got him to go, yeah, it's green lit. So we may see it or we may not. I don't know. I'm praying that we do, because wouldn't that be funny?
You would like to
senior tour.
You would like to bring that character back, because I think it's one of those rare exceptions where, you know, sometimes you see a movie and you're like, it's perfect as it is. But I think that dynamic, I think it would actually be really well done. And you know, you get the same kind of people involved in it. And I think that would be genius. So you'd be into it if they wrote it and the script was good. You guys would do it.
Oh, definitely. I'm double thumbs up on that. It's crazy. Happy Gilmore is one of those movies that has legs and legs and legs. And I've done, like, you know, five other movies that really are good, like Thelma and Louise and Quiz Show and Requiem for a Dream. These things go on and on and on. But for the most part, you don't get that kind of a hit in your career. And so I embrace it. And anytime, you know, I go through airports and stuff, it's like, hey, that's Shooter.
Shooter.
And I just throw the fingers up or walking down the street. And, you know, in New York or something, it's crazy. They wait till I get about, like, you know, 8-10 feet past them and go, Shooter! And I throw the hands up.
I've always wondered this about actors such as yourself that, again, steady work for a long time. But like you said, those massive hits and leading roles and things like that are hard to come by. We'll look back over your career, because I mean, I've been doing radio 11 years. There are moments of things that I've done on the radio that I still wake up kind of sweating about, like shuddering. Oh, that was so bad, or that was so lame. Is there one movie in particular that you look back on and you're like, why did I take that? How? Or maybe an experience that was so bad on a movie set or with a director. I like kind of those when you look back and say, yeah, career's been pretty good, but this one still gives me the chills.
Wow, that's a good question. I don't think in those terms, because I feel that at least I'm going to bring what I have to bring to the party. So if the director is a pain in the neck or something, there's been a couple of guys who've been like total, like, you know, autocrats, and just, you know, it should be a collaborative effort,
yeah.
And they're not, because they're new. But I do like, and I do embrace independent film. I think that's where a chance for you to play some really crazy, different characters, so you're not boxed in so much, and show your range. And a couple of times it's kind of like they have to bring another guy in just to finish directing it, because the guy who wrote it, and this is his baby, just falls apart because of all the pressure and everything. But for the most part, there's been a lot of movies that are not very good that I've been in. Not a lot, but enough to make me dry, wake up with sweat. But I always bring it. That's the thing. I always kind of let
you're a pro.
Put my head down. And I have to be a pro. And I'm raising, you know, four kids. And I have to, you know, I love working. I love the camaraderie. I love the challenge. I love all that stuff. And the great people I've worked with, such great people. I am blessed. I bring my A game every time out. So
that's a Shooter comment, though. Like, I bring my A game is very Shooter McGavin as well. So there's
a Shooter.
You've got Shooter in you. That was not that big of a stretch for you, was it?
The problem is there's been no growth in Shooter in 25 years.
That's fair enough.
Christopher McDonald is with us now. Woods and I are both curious about this. I don't know how much social media you do, but there's a Twitter account that's at Shooter McGavin. It has like 400,000 followers. Is that you, or do you have anything to do about that? Are you aware of it?
I'm aware of it. Okay. It's not me, but it is sanctioned by me, if you will.
Okay.
I talked to the guy who runs it, and he's got a lot of time on his hands, and I don't. You know, I just, it's social media, man. You know, it can bite you in the ass really quick, and but he's got a good sense of humor. And if he goes over the line, I'm not going to reach out and go, really? You're going to sell those shitty T-shirts? Come on. What are you doing?
I got to ask you this other question, too. We are joined by we're joined by Shooter McGavin, because it sounds good. But I did want to ask you, how many times a year do you get hit up to come play? Like, do you get to play a lot of free golf?
Oh, yeah, like golf tournaments.
Do people hit you up to come,
ask all the time.
Come play at their tourneys?
The most I get hit up a lot, but the most I've gone to is about 15, and it's mostly for charity. And I'll do anything that raises money for, you know, child abuse, cancer, you know, people in need. And if it raises, you know, like Patrick Warburton's got this beautiful event out in Vegas. Vegas, it's Palm Springs. And he's been doing it for about 20 years. He's raised like millions, $50 million or something like that for Children's Hospital. And Joe Namath does the, you know, of course I'm going to go to Joe Namath.
Of course.
Play with those guys. I'm playing with the legends that I grew up with. And his March of Dimes thing's been going on for 35 years. Jim Kelly's. I met him, you know, doing that Long Beach Grand Prix thing when we were all, you know, put celebrities together in cars and train them a little bit and then let them go. That was a wild event. And I won the event. It was just crazy. But anyway, that's where I met Jim Kelly, and I've been going to his event for 20 years also. And it's just – but there's a lot of different ones. Sure, they ask me all the time. And if I'm available, I have a window open, and it's not too freaking far away, I'll go. And it's great. There's one coming up, the celebration down in Florida. When there's a lot of guys coming. We're doing it for the military. It's just these guys are our heroes. These are the first responders, and they're unbelievable. So, yes, I go out a lot, I get invited a lot, and I try to make as many as I can.
I was curious, watching the movie for the first time, all the different golf scenes. When you were filming that, like, how many different courses and stuff did you go to? Was it just one, and they made it look like different places all the time? How long did that take to get all those courses set up to shoot the movie?
I don't think it was that many courses. I think it was probably four different courses, and then the final scene was on a botanical garden, because no self-respecting golf course can let you drop a trailer and drive a car on the green. So yes, that tower comes down and boosh, you know, it's crazy. So that putt was something I asked Dennis Dugan for. I said, Dennis, please don't cut to the ball going into the hole. We've done that ad nauseum. You see that in golf movies. Let me try to make it, because McDonald, we're losing the light. Listen, I'll give you seven tries. And people started betting, Shooter, you suck, or Shooter, come on in. And I could see who my friends were on the crew, I'll tell you that much. But that take that goes in is the one that's in the movie. It was take five, and I just went off. I don't know where that putter went when I threw it in the air. I don't know.
I mean, I'd like five shots to make some putts.
That was
on the
a legit
green.
Reaction.
That's legit, though. That's so awesome.
He made the putt, the legit reaction.
Well, just be aware. Yeah, we're going to
watch the ball.
We're
going
to.
That's a real ball. That's not CGI. That's not CGI.
That's real. Yeah. Just be aware. We are going to invite you to our golf tournament when we have one. And you can say no, but yeah, we are planning one.
You can pick the charity it goes to, in fact.
Literally.
If you come.
Can you imagine?
Oh, wow. Well,
it's your call if you come.
That would be amazing. Yeah. We're in San Diego.
I'm there in a minute.
Exactly. It's not too hard to get people down here. Well, we'd love to have you. It'd be our honor. But thank you for. I know it probably sometimes gets old talking about this, but man, you can hear it in your voice that for you, you realize just how special it is and how special, you know, the generations of people.
Well, 25 years ago, did you guys know when you were filming this? Like, yeah, this is the next Caddyshack.
Yeah,
Caddyshack. This is going to be the next big golf movie.
I don't think anybody knows. We know we were laughing a lot, so that's a good sign. Or they say sometimes when you go to a movie and you have the greatest time of your life, it turns into a dog. But this was the opposite. We had a great time, and the movie, it has legs because of basically television. It came out and made about almost $50 million, but it was television that put it on every week. And it's like, oh, my God, now it's back on HBO. We're what? HBO, a premium, one of the greatest channels out there? It's like, whoa, we're getting bumped up. It's awesome. But that's the thing. It's just a anyway. It's a great thing. Nobody knew anything that it was going to take. Like, if we had that kind of vision, I mean, we'd be a multi-jillionaires. because no one knows nothing except if, you know, if you're a Marvel movie, if you're doing, you know, a built-in audience like that, you know, or the Joker or something like that, you're gonna get your audience worldwide. But this was, you know, something that, but you know, this film's big in Europe. Australia loves it. England loves it. Ireland loves it. I get all these requests. I answer them all eventually when I get to it, all of my fan mail. And it comes from around the world. I'm just blown away that there are so many fans out there worldwide and generational, like you said.
Yeah, generational, for sure.
Grandparents watching it with their grandkids. It's unbelievable.
Anything you want to promote before you go? Our audience is ready to lap up Christopher McDonald content at this moment.
Oh, cool. Well, I am working right now, even, you know, COVID protocols like crazy. I'm doing the American Crime Story, playing Bill Clinton's personal rock star attorney in the Monica Gate thing. It's called Impeachment. Doing that at the same time I'm doing and there's nothing wrong. I mean, that going down to Fox and working with those guys, it's just top of the line. And I'm also doing a great series for HBO Max called Hacks. It stars Gina Smart. She's so freaking funny. She plays like a Vegas comedian, kind of like a Joan Rivers like that, who owns it. And I'm the guy that owns the casino hotel where she works. And she picks up this other girl who's going to write for her to make her more contemporary. She's kind of like doing the same material. It is so well written, so funny, so dark, and so like real that you just kind of go, wow. And I responded to the writing right away, and they invited me to come and play. And so I'm doing that right now as well. So flipping two shows is kind of crazy.
A casino owner and golf pros, noted villains in movie and television lore. Christopher, that was awesome. You are always welcome on this program. Thank you so much for your time, man. Have a great weekend.
Hey, Ben and Woods, my pleasure. Have a great weekend, too, and let's send prayers out to Tiger.
Yeah, 100%. Good call. Yeah.
Good call. Thanks so much, man.
Exactly.
Yeah, who knows? Loved, and my favorite part of that was the story about how that last putt was authentic.
You loved that. You thought about that all weekend.
He had to get it. Seven takes, and he had to make it to get the authentic reaction, and he did it.
He did it.
It's very cool.
I would kill to have seven shots at a putt. Like Friday, I missed three birdie putts inside of 3 feet.
You like a scramble then? Where, you know, four people all get the same putt over and over. Have you ever played a scramble?
I have. Okay, they're really, really fun. Ben and Woods Open is going to be a scramble, I would imagine.
So.
Yeah.
Usually those tournaments.
Keep it moving.
Yeah, keep it fun. Keep it, you know, no huge scores. 18 under is usually the winning score in like a scramble.
There's always that group that comes in with that 59 or something. Oh, just eagled the last six, huh? Okay, I see how that goes. Weird. There are, though, every time. I've never gotten close to
it. Seems suspicious, but if you got two good players and they're on the green, you got four birdie putts every single time.
Yeah.
Someone's going to make a lot of birdie putts that way.
The one guy that's like, finally gets a good drive after 10 holes. Like, we're using his.
Finally.
It's finally kind of close to the fairway.
The minimum drive.
It's nice to contribute.
All right. It's going to be a nice show today. I will start off with the Rindle Report coming up next, including Tommy Pham from yesterday, finally telling his story about what happened back in October. Craig Calcaterra will join us in our 6 a.m. hour as well. Stick around, getting the week started. It is Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.